Episode 1423, Good Things Come in Small Packages.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is Monday, which means what? It's time to get your mindset on. Yes, good things come in small packages. What's under your tree this year? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, are you always trying to hit your goals and make it big? When you least expect it, good things come in small packages. Hitting it big makes us feel what? More accomplished and more successful. I have arrived. We shout it from the rooftops. But why do we still live our life like something's missing? We seem empty. We don't know how to go on the next hour sometimes. And our dreams get put on the back burner. Our goals fade away. One reason might be the I gotta have it now syndrome. There's no time to work for what you want. There's no time to trust the process. There's no time to learn from the journey. There's no time to enjoy the benefits. But why trip over what already is in front of you? Good things come in small packages. It's all about the little steps, those small steps you need to take. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Why is it that we have to feel like we have to take these leaps and bounds to get to where we want to go? I know, it'd be nice just to go up and drive up in McDonald's window and say, I'd like to order 10 pounds less on my thighs, 40 pounds more of money in my bank account, and 100 pounds more on whatever you're looking for. We want that short order in our life, but we can't get it. It takes that one step. You don't have to make it big to have arrived. You need to invest with daily consistency and mark the present. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Mark the present and wrap it up good. You know, if you think about it, a lot of us are trying to run away from the past. And if we run away from the past, it's usually because there's things there that we don't want to embrace. We don't want to own up to. And sometimes depression then owns us. Or maybe if you're too much in the what's to come, the future, anxiety may claim you. You want neither of these in your life. You don't want depression. You don't want to be stuck in the past. But at the same time, you don't want to be anxious all the time for, well, I'm just not content with where I am. So invest with daily consistency and mark the present. Wrap it up good. So what does that look like in real life? Well, number one, W, wait. It's not about nothing, sitting around waiting. A lot of us think about the wait period as, well, I do nothing. I just literally wait. Maybe I wake up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, I eat, I drink, and then I go back to sleep and I just wait for it all to come to me. Oh no, be present. Take the baby steps, the next steps. It's all about what? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So wait. Number two, R. Renew. Keep your dream alive in your heart. Keep your goal close to you. Don't put your dream on the back burner because you can't do it all now. That involves what? Just a long list of excuses. And that's on the naughty list, right? Excuses just all end up on the naughty list. We don't want to be there. So renew. Keep your dream alive in your heart. And this takes what? Daily effort. Number three, A, anticipate. Ready yourself. Be watchful of what's to come. You know, too many times our days fly by and we don't even know how we got to where we were going. We just do it out of what? habit. We've got to anticipate. We've got to ready ourselves in our steps that we're actually taking. So be watchful of what's to come, because if you aren't watchful, you may miss the door of opportunity. And number four, prepare. Take aim. How much in our life are we waiting to happen to us? What would happen if you did something for your dream, for your goal? Create your now. Prepare. Mark the present and wrap it up in good. Wait, renew, anticipate, prepare. In all of this, I can't help but think of Mary. Mary was given the news that she was going to give birth to Jesus, the Messiah, the hope for the world. She didn't just sit back and say, okay, I'm going to wait out these 9 months and see what happens. No, she wasn't even married. And in that day and age, that was not a good thing, to be out of wedlock and pregnant. And for Joseph, that was even worse. She had to go through the whole process of the wrap it up good, wait, renew. Her heart, you got to think that she was close to God every single day going, Lord, I'm carrying your son and I don't know what this looks like, but you got to continue to give me the strength. Think about the anticipation, the day. It didn't happen overnight, did it? No, pregnancy, giving birth doesn't happen overnight. Now, maybe over our period of the journey from when we first conceive to when we actually give birth seems like a very short period of time, but it's not. A lot happens within those months building up. She had to ready herself. She had to be watchful. She had to figure out what needed to happen. She wanted to make sure what? That she took the steps that God was showing her. She had to anticipate. She couldn't walk around with blinders on, and neither could Joseph. And prepare. They took aim. They did what they needed to do what? To protect God's son. To protect this blessing from above. Nothing comes without a price. The price is paid daily, not in leaps and bounds. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Today, I ask you and challenge you, what one step needs to be taken today for your dream? What one step needs to be taken today for your goal? Maybe you need to break a habit. Well, what is that one step that you can do? Where are you right now? You have less than a month to impact your year. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen for next year, but you don't want to put it off, right? Because that ends up on that naughty list, right? It's called excuses. That's not where you're at. You're a woman of impact. You are ready to take aim and prepare for what's to come. Create your now. So what one step needs to happen today? Come on, you know the answer. So say it out loud. Wrap it all up good. If you're one who's saying, I've got a lot going on, and sometimes it just doesn't seem as simple as to mark the present, I want to help you. I have a gift for you, a present. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. It's a coaching call with me. It's completely complimentary. It's free. We can talk specifically about the steps that you need to take, the daily consistency, what you can bring in to your life in your daily journey to figure out where you're going to go over the next month or two or three. Click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. Understand one thing. God created you on purpose for an incredible purpose. To be present, to be incredible, to be you, and to remind you today that good things come in small packages. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.